New Grandson. Chapter 1. Meet Olivia. It was the day before the Heart Lake City World Spectacular. Butterflies were fluttering around the park as everyone worked on the final preparations for the big day. There was going to be a horse competition, a pep auction, and a surprise musical performance. Olivia was busy helping her Aunt Sophie. Heart Lake City's veterinarian set up some tables and animal cages for the pet adoption. Olivia had just moved to the neighborhood, and Aunt Sophie thought being a part of the spectacular would be a great way for her to make friends. Olivia, thank you for helping me set up for the pet adoption tomorrow. With so many people coming to the World Spectacular, I think we can find homes for lots of animals at my clinic, said Aunt Sophie. Of course. Is there anything else I can do? Olivia asked. Suddenly, a woman approached Olivia and Aunt Sophie. She was holding a cute brown puppy in her arms. Excuse me, she said, handing the dog to Olivia. I just can't keep this puppy anymore. She chews on everything and won't behave. The puppy looked up at Olivia with big brown eyes. Aw, this little girl, she just needs to be trained. Olivia smiled at the puppy. Indeed, she added, wrinkling her nose. I think she needs a better home. But I can provide her with that. Her name's Scarlet, by the way. Good luck, said the woman. She turned and walked away without looking back. Looks like we've got our first puppy for the pet adoptions, Olivia said to Aunt Sophie. Scarlet licked Olivia's face as if to say she was ready for a new home. Olivia, maybe you should take Scarlet for a walk to the horse riding ring, and Sophie suggest. Why? Olivia asked. There's someone I want you to meet. Her name is Aunt Mia. She's a champion horse rider. Since you've been in Heart Lake City 2 weeks now, I figured you'd like to start making friends. And Sophie said, yes, but not angered friends. Olivia said quietly. Aw, don't worry, Olivia. Mia is one of the friendliest girls I've ever met. You're going to have fun, I promise. Oh, and make sure to keep a firm hold of Scarlet's leash. And Sophie warned. Of course, I will. And Sophie, Olivia replied. But Scarlet had other ideas. She spotted a butterfly and ran out of Olivia's hands. Scarlet! Oh no! Come back! Olivia called as she chased after the energetic puppy. Be careful, Olivia said on Sophie. Olivia hurried after Scarlet. She was one quick pup. All of a sudden, Olivia bumped right into a boy. Wham! The boy's model airplane fell to the ground. Whoa! Sorry! Olivia called as she tried to catch up with Scarlet. It's okay. I couldn't get it to fly even before you ran it over, he said. Olivia glanced back, closed the needle veil. Have a turn, then restart, she suggested. I doubt that will work. Said the boy to himself, but what? But when he did as Sophia said, the plane flew. He tried to thank Olivia, but she was already too far away. Meanwhile, the mayor was holding a town meeting to make sure all of the preparations were on schedule for the World Spectacular. He was standing in front of a beautifully designed sign with the Spectacular logo on it. The World Spectacular is the biggest event that Harlech City has ever hosted. We have horse competitions, a dog show, pet adoptions, grooming, pet care, and more. This will surely put our town on the map, the mayor announced. Suddenly, Scarlet burst through the sign, leaving a huge hole right in the middle. The crowd was in total shock. So was the mayor. Oh no! Olivia cried, but she couldn't stop. She kept chasing after Scarlet as Olivia looked ahead. She couldn't see a girl panting a big banner. The girl, Emma, needed to add just a few more paw prints. Olivia tried to warn her that Scarlet was off her leash. But it was too late. Scarlet splashed paint all over the nearly finished banner. Scarlet, bad dog, Olivia said. Sorry, she called back to the girl as she ran after Scarlet a few paces ahead. Stephanie, a baker with a passion for planning, had just finished icing her final cupcake. She had been a little behind schedule, but was making up time nicely. That was until Scarlet arrived. Look out! Olivia called, but Scarlet had jumped all over the cupcakes before Stephanie had a chance to move them out of the way. So sorry, Olivia cried. She's in training. With all of the trouble Scarlet was causing, Olivia would never make friends in Heartlick City. It looked like Scarlet's next stop was going to be the cafe. Inside, and a sparing singer named Andrea had just finished singing a beautiful song, and the customers were cheering. Thanks, everyone, Olivia said to the crowd. You can hear more from me tomorrow at the World Spectacular. Fantastic, a customer said. Now, how about my hamburger? Claire, the owner of the cafe, was used to Andrea's impromptu performances. Order up, Andrea. I've been ringing the bell for 5 minutes, she called. Andrea frowned. I wonder if other things started this way, she said to herself. She picked up the order, carefully bouncing 3 plates of food on one arm and a tray of drinks on the other. At that moment, Scarlet burst into the cafe and ran circles around Andrea's feet, and the little pup started startled Andrea and made her lose her balance. Wow! Shouted Andrea as her plates and drinks flew up into the air. Olivia arrived just in time to see everything come crashing down on the floor. She'd pretty much run her chances of making any friends now.